At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Orioles beat the White Sox 3-1. They sweep the three-game series in Chicago, and now what, they go to Yankee Stadium for four? That's fun, but let's talk a little more. We'll get to the Orioles on the field, but how about the Orioles off the field, as we're still waiting for them to officially announce the promotion of Mike Elias. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jim Duquette, former exec here with the Orioles and the Mets, now with MLB Network Radio, joins us now. And Jim, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So, we're just chilling, living the dream. How often have you seen something like this where a team sort of, I guess, in secret promotes their GM and we hear about it months later?
It's rare. In the sport, there might have been, I know there's one other. Seattle did it, I want to say, two summers ago. They did it when the team was going well. They promoted and they extended Jerry DePoto and their general manager Justin Hollander. And then so they didn't have a promotion necessarily, but it was you know, they were extending their contract, and they had not been in the postseason. I think they've been in the postseason once since 2001. So there hadn't been a lot of success there, but they were trending up. It was the middle of the summer. And then they collapsed at the end, and then it came out that they were, because everyone thought, oh, well, these guys are going to get fired. And the manager got fired, if you remember Scott Service.
Yeah.
But the GM and the president were like, oh, no, not only did I get fired, they got a promotion back in the summer, and we didn't tell you guys. I mean, it did not go very well publicly there and locally. And it really shouldn't. I mean, maybe one other place that doesn't like to talk about it, that I can think of. A lot of times you can't tell, like it with the Dodgers, what the extension, what the total amount, but for the most part, it is a rare thing, and it usually does not go well.
No.
And this one obviously didn't either.
Well, and this is interesting because I think, you could take a pretty level-headed person, look at this from afar and say, well, Mike Elias had total control before, and now he has even more money and total control over whoever he hires to do the job he used to do. And if, the likes of Brandon Hyde and Freddie Gonzalez had too much to say, that they didn't like it looks like a puppet regime. And now we're seeing reports left and right of people saying, I don't even want to interview for the job. Like, people aren't stupid out there. Do you think there's a lot of people looking at this with a jaundiced eye saying, well, wait a minute, I'm going to be the GM, but I'm answering to the guy who just did that job up until, he didn't. And I still got to answer to him, and he's going to be surrounded by all of his people. So, like, what am I exactly walking into here?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with, a lot of these positions now when you get moved up to president, right, Jace? It's like there's a well, I call it title inflation. It's not my term. We've been using it a lot. The guy, whoever comes in, will have a little bit more say than an assistant general manager, but it's going to be very similar to what assistant general manager's duties are. I mean, that's the bottom line. Mike will not He'll be making the baseball operations decisions. He'll be the guy that makes the final call. You know, they'll share duties. I think if you look around, they are pretty light when it comes to numbers in the front office. So I think, you know, the good part for me anyway is they need to add more people in that. The bad part is, you know, just kind of keep an open mind to, all right, well, who is going to come in? Is it going to be like you're suggesting, somebody who comes in has some, you know, different ideas and wider ranging thought processes, or is it going to be somebody that's going to be, you know, very similar to what already exists? I always wanted, you know, differing opinions, and then you can make the decision. It's not all that helpful if you got somebody who's like-minded. You know, you can get along well. You want to make sure everyone gets along well, but you don't want like-minded people in your offices making, you know, suggestions to you, because you're not getting better usually.
Jim, how much pressure is on Mike Elias at this point? Because this is as pivotal an offseason as this organization has had in quite some time. You need to hire a manager. You need to hire a GM. You need to make numerous moves for your 26-man roster. But despite all of that, when we were thinking, okay, Mike is going to be on the hot seat entering 26, well, now he's the team president. And now, if things go sideways, could he deflect and say, oh, I'm not the GM? How much pressure is Mike Elias actually under?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, because do we know the length of the term of the contract?
Oh, they don't tell us the length of anything, Jim.
We don't even know when he got the promotion.
Yeah.
Right. So that usually will tell you the type of pressure that you're under, right? So a three-year deal is really a two-year deal in most cases, because if you don't get it done in 2 years, they'll eat the final year. Owners don't like to eat 2 years worth of contracts if you're in the front office or a manager for that point. If it's really gone wrong, you know, they don't have a choice. But usually, you know, let's say there's a 3 year contract extension, he'd have at least 2 years to figure it out before they made any type of move. So to determine how much publicly, is he under pressure? I mean, I hear you guys say, you know, bring it up all the time, and certainly, you know, your fans, if you're not winning, the fans tell you, you know, put extra pressure on the front office and in the organization. But in terms of losing his job, it's almost always related and tied to how lengthy his contract is.
Talking with Jim Duquette, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Last thing for me on this issue, now that it's out there, and they've confirmed it to the beat guys that it's
kind
that
of it's off
true.
The record.
Yeah, but the background.
Put their name to it.
Yes, well, I'm getting there. Like, why haven't they announced anything yet? Why haven't we at least gotten a press release? How surprised are you that they have not made an official announcement now that it's in the ether?
And what does it say about Mike Elias that he hasn't addressed it?
Well, yeah. So I think that's a bit surprising to me that it hasn't been announced yet formally. You know, maybe there's something, you know, at the end of the year that, you know, that, again, we don't know what they're going to do on the managerial front. If there, you've heard anything on that, you know, either, you know, is that going to be, you know, an extension of more formal job for Mancelino, since they're seven over since the low point of the season, or are they going to, you know, hire somebody else? We don't know that yet. Sometimes, you know, if you're the president of baseball operations and you're interviewing for a GM, a lot of times you make that can make that decision together. So there's a lot of internal questions that I would have, you know, that as I'm sitting out here from afar and having been in that position before, that surprised me. But that's kind of been the norm over the last year or so. Sometimes you sit there and you're scratching your head like, I don't understand exactly why they would do it that way.
So perhaps I'm overly cynical, but I have a theory as to how I think this is going to play out. I'm just going to lay it all out there. I don't hold back.
No.
Cal Ripken has been gushing effusively about this guy. Why? Because I think this guy knows he's got terrible PR. People see through him, and he doesn't have people skills. But if I got Cal in my corner, I got everything. So I think he told Cal, and my guess is Cal knew about this a long time ago, and I bet he told Cal, hey, man, you're going to have a voice in this. You can sit in some of the interviews. We really value to curry favor with him to get the buy-in there. I think they're going to focus on the GM first. They're going to have trouble getting the people they want to sit in for this. It's going to drag out. By the time they get that done, they're going to be able to say, hey, the Schumachers and the Sheltons, those guys are gone. Not that I think they were coming early, but they're gone. Like, we can't get them. And of the guys we talked to, Manzalino's won major league games and a lot of them haven't. So we get a puppet GM and we keep the puppet skipper. What, do you think I'm crazy? Does any of that resonate with you? And if it does go down that way, then again, what does it say about what's really going on in this organization?
Yeah. Well, I would say this. It's definitely these days, wouldn't just be, you know, in Baltimore, most managers, not every situation, but most managers are beholden to the GM.
Sure.
You know, these days. That has been a huge change even since I've gotten out of it. Like, usually you wanted, you know, some balance in that seat too, but that most of the time, you know, they are hiring guys that are open or even willing to take lineup construction from the front office. So I don't like it, but it's worked in some situations and circumstances. But for me, they really can't use as an excuse that they have, in my opinion anyway, that they can't get the candidates, or at least haven't talked to more candidates. They've had this opportunity since they made the change with Brandon Hyde, right?
Yeah.
So they've had all summer to interview people, and some they can't maybe interview until their seasons are over.
They could talk to Joe Girardi whenever they wanted to.
That's right. There's also guys out there that could absolutely be interviewed now, and you mentioned one of them. So
Skip Schumacher?
I think Schumacher absolutely could be interviewed right now. And there's, you know, and there's plenty of others. So that would not fly, you know, for me as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So I am kind of curious what direction they're going to go. It's been very quiet. I don't know if you've heard any names, but I have not.
Just
and I think that it's reasonable
interview.
To think. Yeah. I think it's reasonable to think that Cal would be involved to some degree because he's been around the team. Yeah. Obviously we know how good he is at his baseball acumen. So, you know, if I were in his shoes, not only would I want to, you know, I mean, you really should. I mean, he's part of ownership, right? So, yeah, I think you got to include him in this.
Would you be shocked if they brought Manzalino back? Would you be surprised if they brought Manzalino back?
Well, so I would be a little surprised. You know, he's a guy that, at least from my observations from afar, he is doing it the way he wants to do it. Like, it's not all analytically driven. Is he using that? I'm sure he is. But from what I'm told from people around the team, like he's been as much of his own guy as you can be. And he was basically going to, you know, do it as he saw best. So that's a little bit of positive news. You guys are closer to it. So maybe you've heard something differently, but I was talking to two people about it recently and they were like, yeah, he basically said he was going to do it his own way. And he took certain statistical studies that, you know, that they were relying on and said, we're not going to put as much emphasis on that. We're going to use our eyes. That's a positive sign in some ways. But again, so it wouldn't surprise me in the end, though, that they went with somebody with a little bit more experience personally.
Jim Duquette, always great, man.
Thank
Sorry you. We didn't get into anything okay. else, but we appreciate you.
That's all right. We're good. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much. Hey, coming up next, we'll hit the hot corner. We'll wrap up the Orioles 3-game series, the sweep in Chicago. That's
at Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's next here on The Fan. Orioles get the sweep in Chicago. They win 3-1 today. They're now 72-80. So at my math, that means they have 10 games left to go in the season. I'm good with the math. Orioles tied a franchise record with 7 stolen bases in this game. 3 from Gunnar Henderson, 2 from Tyler O'Neill. And Tyler Wells, again, a big story. 6 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 1 run.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the big takeaways are, I mean, that kid catching for Chicago is not a major league catcher, and they have the scouting report on him, and good for them. I don't know how much of that is replicable. It's kind of a one-off. But Tyler Wells gives up one long ball and wasn't a terrible pitch. Talkman had to go down, reach down and get it. I thought he moved the ball around really well. I wasn't sure they were going to get more than 5 out of him. They got 6 out of him. He looks totally comfortable and at ease. We had a, you know, like Dylan Beavers, again, professional at bats. Now he's homered in 2 straight games. He's not necessarily here for power, but it's great to see on top of the walks, on top of the doubles, on top of the ability to steal a base that he does have power, and to see that manifest itself back-to-back days is awesome. They were facing a tough lefty in Martin Perez. I thought they did a really good job of making him work early in the game, despite sticking with a lot of their lefties in the lineup. This wasn't a totally bastardized lineup. You know, Jackson was going to get his licks in. Gunner's going to get his licks in. Beavers is going to get his licks in. So, yeah, look, they own the Chicago White Sox. We know that much.
Season sweep, 6-0. But you mentioned Gunner, and we know that he's been slumping for a few weeks here, but 3 hits last night, another 2 hits tonight. It'd be nice for him to build some momentum down the stretch heading into the offseason.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, Mayo had nice at-bats again. Like, there's some people who are going to be able to put little exclamation points at the end of a season that for most of them individually and collectively did not go as they would have hoped or desired. It's good just to see Jordan Westberg back in a major league lineup back in the infield. I mean, we'll see what happens against the Yankees. That's obviously going to be...
That series is here, by the way. I misspoke.
Yeah, here. It's going to be a jump up in weight class. And the Yankees are very much battling for playoff position. So this will be an interesting weekend. But we've gone through another spin through the rotation where Wells and Bradish not only look no worse for wear, but are presenting themselves as guys who can be major positive forces on the 2026 Orioles.
It's Keegan Aiken proving himself to be something on the 2026. He got the save again today.
I mean, this is great for him because there'll be situations where your A option and even maybe your B option isn't available. And for him to be able to get outs from lefties and righties alike repeatedly, time and time again in the 9th inning, is only going to boost him. It's going to boost his value to the team. It's going to give you more flexibility with your bullpen construction. I mean, this is someone who a couple years ago we didn't even love in every lefty-lefty spot because he was, you know, he'd try to challenge the wrong lefty sometimes
and get taken out. And then it expanded to, hey, I kind of start to trust him in the seventh inning. And hey, I kind of try to start him in the seventh and the eighth, whether it's lefties, you know, obviously you'd like it to be more facing more lefties than righties, but either way, I can live with it. To now he's, you know, the closest thing they have to a closer. It's not, look, it's not prototypical closer stuff by any stretch of the imagination. He's not humping in four seamers top of the zone. No. 104.
This isn't Aroldis Chapman. Yeah,
I don't want to see Keegan Aiken closing out games in 2026. But he's
not by design. But
team.
Like, again, there's going to be times where the closer is not available and the primary setup guy is on the IL or whatever, and this person can step into that void.
Option.
Yeah, it's been he's put up consecutive. Very successful seasons. He stacked two very successful seasons together.
I also appreciate, because we've seen so many times with this some of these guys in the bullpen, they're afraid to throw strikes. At least Keegan Aiken is going to throw strikes.
Yeah. And then Wells is the same way. Wells is a strike thrower, and he doesn't have overpowering stuff and doesn't have an elite fastball from a velocity standpoint. This was nice little road trip for them. And they're running out of real estate. They are running out of games. And I know everything sneaks up on Gigi.
Yes, it does.
We are not far removed at all from them, hopefully, having to confirm or deny reports about who they're talking to about these openings we just discussed with Jim Duquette. Like that, it's here. Like it's go time. And there's going to be people who've already fired their managers, and more people who are going to fire their managers or general managers, and they're going to have to compete in the marketplace for these individuals. And I'm going to be fascinated to see just how fervent they are and who they're chasing and what this search is really all about.
One last thing. The Norfolk Tides are playing a doubleheader tonight, so they've already started playing their game, started at 5. Adley Rutschman's behind the plate for Norfolk. I assume if he doesn't have a setback, they're going to try to get him to play the last week of the season. You're hoping that he can end his season well, because it's been a loss season.
I wouldn't
Bradley
do
Rutschman.
It. We're talking about two obliques on a switch-hitting catcher. I would not do it.
You have the whole offseason to rest those obliques, Jason.
Well, what about, this is someone who better, this offseason better lead to better results than last offseason.
Oh, yes.
If I'm even thinking about trading him, last thing I need is for him to go into the offseason damaged goods. I have to worry about him failing somebody else's physical or worrying about the timing of the trade. Like, I just, what are you going to get out of 12 at-bats, 16 at-bats? What are we talking about?
Well, he's playing for Norfolk tonight.
And Lord knows they kept Pasayo away as long as they possibly could.
Yeah.
So it does not, given the nature of those kind of injuries and the uniqueness of some of what he does, both the position he plays and the switch hitting side of it, which I thought would lead itself to even more overcompensation. Why would it matter? This guy's been in the major leagues. He's going to be 28 years old. What would it matter that he caught two games at the end of the year? I mean, I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, they're obviously going to do it. So
they do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. He just made a nice play at the plate. I just saw Norfolk posted it. So he's in action wearing a pink jersey at Norfolk. Coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast. And the Ravens, they did not practice today, but they had open locker room. And our own Cordell Woodland was there. We'll hear from Mark Andrews, Rashad Bateman, and Roger Rosengarten next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Next here on The Fan.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, as a team, there was a lot of, you know, great plays. You look at, you know, special teams, defense, and offensively. Some guys, you know, made some huge plays that changed the game. And that's the type of team we have, is being versatile, guys stepping up. And it was good to come back and get a win against good defense.
So that's Mark Andrews talking about the team bouncing back against the Browns. Our own Cordell Woodland was in the locker room today. They did have some locker room, open locker room, so you could talk to some of the guys that they were there. Mark Andrews spoke. He has two catches for 7 yards in two games and did drop a touchdown against the Browns on Sunday. But he says, hey, we had other guys step up and we bounce back.
Yeah. It feels like it's been a minute since he's done something on the field that we've celebrated, and we've celebrated a lot. We celebrated his whole career. He was someone who came on immediately, outperformed his draft place, was the first guy to really kind of connect with Lamar,
yeah,
and build a rapport with Lamar. And you think back to Lamar's first MVP season and the damage he did in the red zone and how much of that was Mark Andrews. But I think tight ends to me are a lot like running backs and inside linebackers. When it goes quickly. It kind of goes all at once. Those guys, it's a collision sport, but those guys are always in high traffic areas. They're being impacted in a lot of ways. They're being asked to use their bodies to help with blocking responsibilities and to shed blocks and shed physicality and then go embrace more physicality. So we'll just have to see. You know, likely coming back. They feel good about Kohler. Like, that's going to be an interesting one from an interpersonal dynamic standpoint. Like, he didn't get the payday I'm sure he would have wanted. And he didn't take advantage of this little window here in which, you know, Isaiah Likely wasn't available. And a lot of people feasted.
And well, just quickly, we expect Likely on the field tomorrow, do we not?
So if he doesn't play this week, it's going to be the week after that at the latest. If he does return to practice like we think, tomorrow, and the only reason it's tomorrow and not today is because of the Monday night game. Life comes at you fast, and like I don't think you're going to see him running the kind of routes volume wise that he's used to.
I think it's also a reminder, not just for Mark Andrews, Likely, Kohler, but everyone on this football team, where in order for this offense to be successful, you're going to have unselfish football players. Because there's going to be weeks where Likely's not going to be involved all that much. He's in a contract year. You mentioned Andrews haven't done anything the first 2 weeks. He's in a contract year. I'm sure Rashad Bateman would have liked a quicker start to the season, but that's just the nature of this offense right now. And yes, Hopkins has produced, but he hasn't played all that much, just 28 snaps. So because of the talent that lies in this offense, you're going to have unselfish football players.
You mentioned Bateman. Let's go to Bateman, Beltway. Ben, cut one. Rashad Bateman talking about the offense rolling, even with the run game struggling.
It was big. I mean, it shows that, you know, all players are valuable, and, you know, I'm saying that we got each other back. You know, Lamar played an amazing game, per usual, but you know, it showed that we got, you know what I'm saying, weapons all across the field. So, and I think we showed that on Sunday.
It's interesting we're hearing from Andrews and Bateman because neither of them have really done anything. And in the first half of that game against Cleveland, it looked like Lamar and Bateman were kind of off. He threw behind him a couple times, and then other guys got Zay got going, and you mentioned D-Hop got going. So Bateman really hasn't done much as of yet.
No, he hasn't, but I think it's a little different than Andrews because some of the stuff he's running is just to clear stuff out for other people. There's a lot of lower percentage throws involved. Yeah, I haven't seen him have balls dislodged or stripped away that would have helped ice a game and maybe
he had a touchdown in the playoffs
boost somebody's
too.
Confidence. Yeah, I mean, I think as we talked about it, we talked about this Andrews thing ad nauseum throughout the offseason and would he be back and what could they get for him and all that. And as much as he's accomplished in this league, there was a part of me that wondered if this could be a hangover that lingers if you're not able to sort of nip it in the bud. And that's why we, like a lot of us thought, hey, he might get not quite force-fed by Lamar early in the Buffalo game. But, you know, we kind of thought that would be the perfect stage for him to reestablish himself. And it wasn't. And then you're thinking, all right, no matter what you think of the Browns defense, they're probably going to roll up 30 points on them. Even I had them in the 27, 28, 29 range. It turns out they roll 40 up on them, and he's not a part of that. And the thing you'll remember most about that game regarding him, if anything at all, is getting a ball stripped away from him in the end zone. So he could use a good guy. He could use a good game, but I think his window is dwindling. Now, other people will get hurt again, and it's a long season, and I get all that. But I wonder what sort of headspace he's in.
I wonder that, too. But really, it's the tight end position as a whole, because I think you guys would both agree, too. Charlie Kohler hasn't even seen a target yet.
No.
And we thought maybe he'd be more involved because Likely's out, and everyone's talking up, saying he's had such a great camp.
Let's hear one from Roger Rosengarten before we get out of here. And he's talking about the importance of getting the pre-snap communication right.
Yeah. Like I kind of said before, it's all stuff before the snap even happens, you know. Just making sure we're on the same page. That includes all five of us, myself included. You know, I wish I had some plays I go back and change. But, you know, coming off a big week off Buffalo rushing and then ran it how we did it versus Cleveland, you know, it wasn't up to our standard, but like I said, if we clean up the stuff before the snap even happens and trust our technique, I think we get the ball running. So
you're talking about just at the line adjustments?
Yeah, at the line adjustments, assignments, small tweaks within the play. So just that kind of stuff.
Our guy Cordell Woodland in the locker room today talking to Roger Rosengarten. And let's face it, he had a rough afternoon. That right side, the whole line, nobody came away unscathed against that Cleveland defensive line.
No, I mean, that's a unit, particularly that side that has had issues two straight games. One is on the road in primetime in a crazy, raucous environment where there's going to be communication issues and things like that. And the other against the D-line that really looks like it might be as good as Jim Schwartz thought it was. This defensive line of the Lions is no slouch. If they have to dip into their depth at offensive line this year, it's going to be something to see what exactly is there, because I don't think it's quite what it used to be.
We'll come back at the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio coming up at 6 here on The Fan. Orioles get the sweep. They host the Yankees starting tomorrow. Ravens will be on the practice field tomorrow. So we got a lot going on in town as we get into the second half of the weekdays. And remember, Monday Night Football is Ravens and Lions.
You're going to be on the golf course, right?
Yes, I'm emceeing a charity golf tournament tomorrow, so I'll call
so
in.
So you're out Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, well, originally I was going away for the weekend.
That's real bone stuff right there.
Yeah, well, two different things.
You want to buffer on Monday? You going to make it?
No,
I mean,
I'll
it
be there.
Monday Night Football.
I don't take buffers.
You don't want to buffer that up?
I didn't have a buffer. I served jury. I served my civic
zero
duty.
Buffers. Nah, the original was Friday, and I was asked to MC this tournament. So I did it last year. I'll call in.
I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, I can call in.
No, don't. We're good.
Yeah, happy to lend a hand.
You just enjoy your golf.
Yeah, I don't
golf.
You
just enjoy riding around drunk in a golf cart.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's a great experience.
It is, and it's for charity.
It's for charity.
It is. Yeah. It's very much so. So, yeah.
He's a giver.
The Wyman Industries Little Achievers?
What was the group? Wyman Industries.
What is it called? From Lebowski? The Lebowski? Lebowski Little Achievers, I think it's called?
I think so, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Wyman Industries is a sponsor for this tournament this year. They weren't a year ago, but they are this year. We got them involved. So.
Now, you enjoy your Thursday and Friday. Yeah. We'll hold down the fort.
Let's get the text. Can we get the text today about Wyman?
Check 1-2. Check. Check of the day. Text of the day. Text of the day.
Text today comes from Luke in Baltimore, who says, Monday night's matchup feels like a regular Ravens big win over an NFC opponent, but I was a little surprised to see them as this big a favorite. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Monday night. And you brought up a great point off the air, Jason, like the Lamar rushing stuff that against NFC teams.
I mean,
especially.
It's Lamar everything stuff, but the rushing too. We'll get into it tomorrow. But yeah, when you dig down on what he's done against that conference, who doesn't get to see him that much? It's ridiculous. I mean, 10-1 at home, 22-2 overall. I mean, he averages over 70 yards on the ground in those games. Now, Lions have seen a little bit of them, right? They've seen them twice now, once in their place, once in ours. But it's just different, and it's hard to prepare for. And we know everybody around here, right? We don't get enough Monday night games. We don't get enough home primetime games in general. You know, non-Thursday night games, so there'll be a fired-up environment.
Palpable That's buzz. The other layer to it. Lamar's dominant against NFC. John Harbaugh under the lights, man. 22-3.
Lamar under the lights. Lamar under the lights is great, too. Yeah.
10-1.
A lot.
In home primetime.
Yeah, a lot going for the Ravens there.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show. We got our guy, Brian Balding. Mm-hmm. We will talk Ravens with him. Britt Ciroli.
She broke the story.
And Ken Rosenthal.
That hasn't been confirmed yet.
Yes.
Right.
And Lucy Burge as well.
Hey, I do want to take a second because we didn't get to it yesterday. I was remiss to get to it. But the passing of Robert Redford.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
89 years old. Incredible actor. Incredible humanitarian director. And he's the star of my favorite baseball movie, The Natural, which as a kid, it to me brings out this the kid in you when it comes to baseball. And if you haven't seen The Natural, I think you should take the time to watch. It's just a fantastic movie. But just 89 years old, a life well lived, Robert Redford.
Yeah, I mean, that's an American icon right there. Just as simple as that. Yeah, people be talking about Robert Redford for a long time moving forward.
Bone, are you familiar with any Robert Redford films?
I watched The Natural.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Was it like St. Elmo's Fire Goods?
No.
It's a little hokey. Do you think it was a little hokey for you?
Sports movies in general are hokey. Yeah. I'm not a huge sports movie fan.
Yeah. Except for like Bull Durham, right? Bull Durham is like sort of goes out of its way trying not to be overly sentimental. Then, but in its own way, it was.
He had the whole speech about the difference between 250 and 300 hitter. It's a great speech, but difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Hey, coming up next, more good stuff. Infinity Sports Radio, right here at 6 on The Fan.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.